It's time again for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal during July of this year. Guy and Dee Collette tell us how moving next to an assisted living facility in Vernal changed their lives forever.
We're looking for a home to buy in Vernal. I got a thought of calling a family friend, and that phone call changed the rest of our lives.
We decided to have Kevin Allen build us a home, and it was right by an assisted living facility and came up for sale.
Within 6 months, the owners went out of business, and it sat vacant for a year, and we kept on looking at it, and after talking to the bank and realizing that they were willing to sell it for a third of what the previous owner had, we decided to purchase. My mother and father lived about a mile away, and mom started having short-term memory problems, but was not officially diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but the beginning signs were there. Well, that December on Christmas Eve, my dad, Carl Collett, passed away from a stroke. We tried to keep mom in the home, and it was difficult, and she nearly burned down the neighbor's yard and orchard and flooded out the crawl space and things like that because her memory just wasn't there. Fortunately, she'd hurt her foot to a point where she needed to be in a wheelchair, and so we were there to help her for a little while, we told her, for her to stay at the Beehive home. And so she was our neighbor for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And we got firsthand experience of taking care of mom as well as everyone else. And so
that was a really good opportunity, an eye-opener to see firsthand the whole process of having someone that you love move into an assisted living facility. So it gave us a good foundation to understand what people go through to make that decision.
Ate, slept, drank grandmas and grandpas, and we just became very attached. And so within 4 months, we were able to fill up all 12 beds. 4 years later, in 2007, we made an arrangement with a lady in a family that she wanted to eventually come to the Beehive home when it was her time. And so she traded us property for her to be able to live in the Beehive home when it was her time. And so we were able to work with the city and build a 16-bed home. And then in 2011, Naples City had approached us if we would agree to put a Beehive home there. So in 2011, we did that. And it was just an awesome experience for those 10 years. But then again, in January 2015, this year, we felt directed to sell that business that we loved. We're now in the process of building a home away from the Beehive home because it's hard to watch somebody else take care of our baby. Again, we're jumping in the dark and don't know exactly where this life's path is going to take us. Yep, so now we are grandparents. We've purchased 4 acres that they can play in the mud, and there's a pond there, and Kevin Allen is building this a home again. And we're excited for the rest of our lives.
Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.